Good morning, good morning. Today our theme is called What is Between? So take a breath and rest in the truth of your own being. Recognizing that there is one reality. Realize you are not separate from the nature of oneness. Recognize only life is in fullness and completeness. Let us see clearly that we are the one that is. And if talking is happening, it is of the self. And if listening seems to be taking place, this too is the self. The self that is in awareness of word sounds, which is called speaking and listening. So let us listen with the heart of our being. There is one presence, one life, one self. One being, this infinite, unborn, formless presence is the you that is you. You are the wholeness appearing as its own parts. So take a breath and rest back. Let us not be confused with the parts, but maintain ourselves as the whole. Okay. So let us think for a moment and see very clearly that all the words we use are made up words, made up to help identify some object. And then, of course, somewhere along the way, every object was labeled. So today, we are taking up the separation imposed as we look at opposites. We are taking up the separation that is imposed as we look and believe in opposites. And we have to look to see, are they really opposites? Are they really the foundation of duality? Or do they actually complement each other? So today we're going to take a little deeper look. All right. So we have labels for all formations, from visible ones to the invisible ones, such as the feelings and sensations and emotions. But all words create a sense of duality. Then, where this duality can cause a sense of confusion and can cause a sense of separation, now, we all have our own personal dictionary as to meanings and definitions of words. And even though we may speak the same words in conversations, we need to realize that we are not speaking the same definitions. I find that a lot in art. Do you know how many different shades of blue there are? And when someone says, "Can you do me a painting in blues?" My blue that I call up from my dictionary internally is not the blue that that other one is calling up from her dictionary. And we can prove that when I put my definition of blue down on a paper or something where it can be seen. And the other one will invariably say, "No, no, that's not the blue that I'm thinking of." And that's just one word. And we have two different dictionaries between these two people, right? And it is the same for, like, for instance, you might be standing there looking at a sunset. We call it a sunset, although quite literally the sun is not doing anything. It is not setting. The earth is rotating, and it gives that appearance. But anyway, okay, so we're looking at a sunset, and someone might say, "Oh, how beautiful that is." And we agree. But we are not seeing the same sunset. We each see it from our own perspective. And we see it from our own personal dictionary. Now, we did have a talk before about how words veil reality. And they do that. And we are mostly not aware of it. So just keep in mind that when you're having a conversation with anyone, you are coming from two different dictionaries. So now, even the word "I" is saying, and however cloaked or unknown it may be, but when we use the word "I" as a person, okay, we are actually stating, therefore, there is a you. Whenever we state, whenever we make the statement as to something definite, I, it is already announcing that you have rejected the opposite. How can we say that a little better? If I make a statement that I really love milk chocolate. Internally, I am rejecting its opposite, which to me is white chocolate. You don't see that part when I am speaking. You don't see that I am rejecting its opposite. Let's think as if we can't come up with something better than that. But that is what is actually going on internally, that as I accept one thing, I am rejecting the opposite. Okay. So back to the I. When we declare I, we are unknown, perhaps declaring at the same time that there is you too. Now, all of us here are going to say I and be aware that I is one and know that deeply. That the I that I am is the same I that appears as you. Okay. So in that case, for some of us, most of us, all of us, in our dictionary, that I has been given a new definition. It is no longer I and you. It is now I. There is no you. So in that, we have discovered that there is no opposite to I. There is I alone. So we're going to take a look at that through the rest of our language. Okay. Now, it is like when we say or feel, I can't feel the presence. It seems to leave at times. Or something of that nature. But what is not being recognized is that we can only have those thoughts because there is being held to the opposite idea that it can somehow be here and there. Can be here where I can feel it and be with it in this oneness. Then there's times when it is not here. Look at that again. When we make the statement, I don't feel it here. I did in my meditation or whatever, but I don't feel that presence now. But we can only choose that thought. And when we choose that thought, we have we have let go or do not recognize that we have rejected the opposite, which is it is always here. So we've accepted the one opposite. It is here, so it is here, and then it is not here. So we have two dynamic thoughts. That's where the confusion the sadness or comes in because we are holding this belief system of opposites, that actually something can be here and then it can't be here. So we hold this belief in opposites. But even a belief hides the idea that there exists an opposite. So the opposite of belief is non-belief. There would not be any beliefs unless the thought concept about non-believing was present in us. The possibility of non-belief. I believe in well, let's stay. I believe in God, and we resist the opposite of I do not believe in God. And you're going to find something interesting here as we go along. Okay. So let's recognize that reality is beyond time, that reality is beyond words, reality is beyond thoughts, reality is beyond beliefs. Okay. And we construct our beliefs in time. But then, how can we speak of something that is not in time? So now we have this time. I am in time. I think in time. I work in time. And then we have the opposite of no time. But the reality, the state of my true being, is not in time. It is in no time. So we actually live in time and in no time. When we are in meditation, when we are in the silence, when we are in the stillness within our being, as our being, we are not in time. We are in time when we are thinking and doing. So we have the opposites here of time and no time. So the concept of no time and the concept of time, those are concepts. Actually, neither of them is real. That's why we say they're concepts. But what is between the concept of time and the concept of no time? So, what is between our self-imposed belief in opposites, our beliefs in two-ness? What is between those concepts? We are led to believe that our concepts are real, that our ideas are real, and that opposites are real. But what is between? Okay. Again, in meditation, we might find that place, and there is there an infiniteness. There is there a peacefulness. And this infinite expression of the infinite is appearing at this point in awareness as what looks like, and all of us are seeing or interpreting what we're viewing as a gathering and talking, but it is only an appearance. So, in our spiritual seeking, we have this concept of we have oneness, but right now, perhaps many of you are thinking this is a gathering of several people. So we have in time what looks like several identities gathered together and talking, right? But what would happen if we were not accepting time as a reality? And if we did not accept no time as a reality? But as only an appearance of opposites. Its appearance, it's an appearance. Therefore, it is temporal. Therefore, it is not real. So the opposites that we hold so dearly are truly not real. So when we go beyond the appearances, when we go beyond the words, we go beyond time and beyond all dualistic beliefs, what do you have? If opposites are not real, appearances are not real, and we go beyond them, what is there? When you go between time and no time, when you go beyond between the concept of a me and a you, when we go between the concepts of good and the concepts of evil, when we go between the concept of a God and a no God, what is there? When we're not choosing one or the other as real, what is there? What is there is that something with a capital S, that something which is beyond description. That something that is beyond opposites. So here there is I using words in an attempt to express what is beyond words. I cannot tell you what is there between. It's beyond any ability I have to describe it to you. So the best I can do is point. No words can clarify what is. Okay. So, what do we think is between a thought and a no thought? Movement not this way, movement not that way, but what is in between? What is between a belief and a non-belief? I believe in this, I do not believe in that. What is between the idea of a me and a you? What would you be without a belief in thoughts? Or a belief in a past or a future? And there we have those opposites, that point of choosing. And then what is a future anyway? So I ask you to watch the mind as you ponder what is between opposites. Now, the mind will attempt to push you toward the beliefs that you hold. What, and you can watch how quickly that it's going to pull you into one or the other. Watch the mind. So, what we're looking at today is to get a good look at the beliefs that we hold in opposition to another belief. I believe in this, I do not believe in that. I believe in up, I do not believe in down. So, what is right now between the concept of a Mary here and a Gary there? Is someone right now holding a belief that there is a Mary here and a them there? One is speaking, one is listening. So, what is in between this concept of a me here and a you there? Opposites. Mary is there, and I am here. There and here, opposites. Mary, me. Tunis. So, what is between is I can't tell you. It has to be discovered. So, we're going to discover it today. But whatever is there, it has to be infinite and finite. It has to be unborn and born. It has to be eternal and temporary. It has to be formed and formless. It has to be also a presence, the presence and the absence. It has to fill all that there is to fill. It is complete and whole. It is neither this nor that. Okay. So it isn't one or the other. It has to be all, or it is not complete. It is not whole. So I've made up, we're going to have a meditation now. I'm going to take you through something and see if it helps to clarify what I have been attempting to say. Okay. So let's try this now. So take a nice deep breath. And I will be using opposites here. And follow the flow inward and follow the flowing outward. We're just resting back and letting go. And once more, watch a breath as it flows in. And watch your breath as it flows out. Be sure to just close your eyes. And I want you, we're going to select a pair of opposites. So I'm going to choose love and hate. And they seem to be mortal enemies, so we're going to use those. And I'm sure mind has its preference as to what it will love and what it will not love. Okay. So for our exercise, I want you to put the love thought ideas out by the ear on the left side of your head. I'm just going to put love right out by the ear. Okay. And we will put hate on the right side of the head by the ear. And you are in between these opposing concepts, opposite concepts. Okay. So now I want you to turn your closed eyes towards the left of the head where we have put love. Okay. And feel what that feels like. Or you may see images, picturing your beliefs, in the concept of love. I know I saw butterflies and moonbeams on the water and some other images as I did this. Okay. So now turn your closed eyes over to the right side, where we have put the opposite idea of hate. And again, you may see images or hear the mind speaking. It's okay. Just watch. No need to engage. Okay. And now bring your eyes to the front and pay no attention to the left or the right. Your closed eyes are just looking forward. You are not looking one way or the other, just looking forward. And you're just resting there with the closed eyes, paying attention only to the center. Eyes are looking forward. What are you discovering here? In the in between. Here, centered between dual concepts. In emptiness. We discover the unknown. That which cannot be described by thoughts or words. Everything just seems to flow out from this center, to flow out from this emptiness in the between. And recognize that what is here is not coming from a source. It's already here within you. It's not coming from a deity or a god. It's not coming from some place to you. It is like coming from this emptiness, this empty space between. In computer terminology, it is like doing a reset back to our default settings before the conditioning in an illusion of separation, of opposites and objects. Okay. Now you choose a pair of opposites. Okay. You choose something with your eyes closed, and you are putting it out on the left side of the head by the ear. And the opposite you are placing on the right side of the head. Now again, turn the closed eyes to the left side. And give it a few moments to express any beliefs held. You are only watching. You're not engaging. And then turn the eyes to the right. And give that a few moments. As you remain the watcher. And then next, turn your eyes front, bringing awareness to the center only, where you are in between a pair of opposites. Okay, take a nice breath. Move a little bit and open your eyes. So, we have this belief system that there actually are opposites. And yes, we have to use terminology when we are in conversation. But as you look ever more closely at this in between, even though you are speaking in opposites, you are no longer living in opposites. And the more you look and the closer you look, you find that there really are no opposites. They seem to merge in that in between. So I'd like to hear your comments or your questions. Yes, love.
Yeah, I wanted to, the Gospel of Thomas, the sayings of the Gospel of Thomas, saying 22.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to read it because I think that's what I just experienced.
Oh, okay.
So it's the Gospel of Thomas. These are the ones that were found, you know, later. There's several of them. But this is saying 22. Jesus saw infants being suckled. He said to the disciples, "These infants being suckled are like those who enter the kingdom." They said to him, "Shall we then, as children, enter the kingdom?" Jesus said to them, "When you make the two one, make the inside like the outside, and the outside like the inside, and the above like the below. When you make the male and the female one and the same, so that the male not be male nor the female female. And when you fashion eyes in the place of an eye, and a hand in the place of a hand, and a foot in the place of a foot, and a likeness in a place of a likeness, then you will enter the kingdom." And a commentary that I like, this Cameron McCool. Prior to the birth of ego, with no sense of separation, this is the babe's innocence of which Jesus speaks. Further, he says, when you recover that childlike state, seeing no bodily boundary, no separation between all, when, as he says, the inside is the same as the outside, and when the underlying oneness of all apparent opposites is seen, then you will have found home, peace, and an end to suffering.
Thank you. Whoa. That's amazing. Thank you.
No, thank you. Yeah.
Yes, it's so much that we hold as beliefs in concepts that we have a difficult time seeing the reality. So it's not that it's not there or that it's not present. It is that we are pulled in opposite directions.
Well, the other thing that came to me is there's many times where Paul says in Corinthians and in several places in the Bible to have ye that mind that was in Christ, that one
That
mind. There aren't two.
one
There's only
mind,
one
right?
mind. I felt that also.
Yeah. And the more you do this little exercise and you bring to the table the opposites that you might be dealing with, the more you're going to see that they are really not opposites. They're really not. They merge, they complement, they come together in a oneness, and you see the non-reality, reality, non-reality, the
Well,
non-reality
to me
are
it's
the
more like,
opposites.
to me it's more like, yeah, we're gonna still see this world, but we're told my kingdom is
Is not
not
of
of this
this
world.
world, right?
So I think that's the most important thing,
Well, you
is that's
can't,
where
yeah.
we entered into the kingdom, because we're told, the kingdom is within you, but I think you can take out the word within. The kingdom is
Is
you.
you.
We are the kingdom.
And we experience that more and more as we see more and more clearly. And to see that opposites are not real. Up and down. I mean, who decided that this gesture of looking this way was up and the gesture of looking this way was down? There is no up and down. It's
Well,
but
actually, there is, Mary, because you got to
it,
be careful there, because the two can exist together. The
yes,
two
when
can
you bring
exist at
that,
the
when you
same
bring
time.
them together and not live in the statement that this is this way and this is that way, but the up and the down is not is not the reality. The reality is that they are one and they complement each other. It's not that there's one over the other. Like good is not over bad or evil.
Well, they're just labels. Like,
They're,
your
they
good
are
is
just
my bad,
labels
and
of
my bad is your
appearances, but
good.
if you
So they're
can
just,
see that
doesn't matter.
from that center place, that this concept of good and the concept of bad, and you let them merge, then you have that oneness. Then you're not struggling to have something good, and you're not struggling to resist or get rid of something bad. They have
Well,
come
it's like
together
becoming the beholder. You're just
in a
watching it. You're
oneness.
not like, yeah, you're just
Right.
it has, yeah, you're just the beholder. You're just
You, yes, you
seeing it.
see from
Yeah.
a, you see from a
Different.
different understanding, and that's, you're seeing more clearly from that different
Because
understanding.
even good and bad, your good is going to be different than my good for sure.
We all have
Because
our
you live
own
in
personal
Florida and I would never live
dictionaries.
in Florida.
Yeah, we all have our dictionaries.
And I live in Arkansas. I know a lot of people would never live in Arkansas. I love
I don't
it.
know much about Arkansas, but
Well, I know enough about Florida. No, I wouldn't live there.
oh,
That's just me, though. It's just me. No, just
right.
gotta let that go. It's just my preference. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make it good, right? It doesn't make it good just because
Exactly,
I prefer it.
exactly.
There's nothing to
Yeah.
it. Just let it go. So
Yeah.
what? So
Yeah,
what?
and
Suffer
that's
it to be
easier said and
so.
done when we are when we have these this belief in these concepts of opposites, that something can be
Makes it
good
more
and something can
fun.
be
There's more
bad.
joy, more fun. We can just
Yes.
have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going back to that place that you wouldn't live in tonight.
I know. More power
It's,
to
yeah, but it's like I prefer a warmer climate, especially in the winter. So,
That's fine. It does.
yeah.
I do too, but I would prefer Hawaii.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Oh, but somebody. You have some, Gary, you want to say something?
Yeah, I noticed through practicing the deconstruction that there are no objects. And then with your exercise today, what I discover is it's or what occurs to me is silence.
Silence.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And what about your thoughts on the no objects? I'd like your opinion on that too. There are no objects, because if everything is consciousness and consciousness is one.
Yes. The only way we see objects is because they have labels on them.
Right, okay.
So you have what we would call this is an object, and the formation of it has been given the label bell. Okay, so if you take the label off of the object, then what is there?
Well, it doesn't disappear, does it? Does it
Not
disappear? yet. It depends on how deep your meditation is, because they do disappear. But usually,
Right.
that's not
I think the two exist
usual.
together. I think when the two
The
become one and
label
they
and the
exist at the
form,
same time,
right?
like we can have classical physics. Classical physics measures everything, sees it. But we can have classical physics at the same time as we have quantum,
As that's
which
the
is the
quantum,
invisible. We have
yeah.
the visible. It's not
You
like
have the
everything's going to see,
macro and the
everything's going to look the
micro.
same.
The
Yeah.
macro and the micro are
Yeah.
in harmony.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that
Yeah.
It's not there in the way that we perceive it being there, where our conditioning just stops at the form and says, yep, that's a bell, and then we move on. So it's not there like that in that regard. It's not that the object isn't there, but it's not there as we see it. And that's what makes us see a separated world. We see all separations rather than a oneness in the world. So we're not seeing the world as it truly is in that regard.
Well, yes and no. The matter and spirit are, they can't, it's like oil and water.
That not seeing the world as it is, because we are seeing the labels, we are seeing the a separation, and we are accepting it as real.
Well, I liked
So
your
when we
first
do,
thing. I liked your first example of the sunset.
yes,
Because
it's
we know the sun doesn't set, but
right.
we still see the sunset,
It
but we know
appears
it's not setting.
it's an
Yeah,
appearance. It appears to be
right.
setting. It
So I
appears to
like
be real.
that example better than the other. For me, it's easier for me to see that.
So when we go back to not seeing the world as it is, the world is, or the universe is the self. It is the emanation. It is the wholeness of our own being. But when we accept opposites as real and we begin to see then that a separation where there isn't one. So as you practice not in one opposite or the other, but in the center, they seem to merge, they come together, they're in harmony one to the other. And the same with an object. When you look at it without the labels, it comes into a harmony with the wholeness that is present already. It's not a separate something, and then the book is a separate something, or the tablet is a separate something. Without their labels, they just merge. And you can call that an expression of the wholeness that is present.
I think we're lucky to have the internet these days, because that's another really, there nothing is like even this that we're here on this internet, right? It really brings it all together. It looks like little boxes, little squares. It's a great analogy as well.
There's only one here, and you're that one. Anybody else? I know it was a little lengthy today, but I was given this a few days ago, and it just seems so. It just was such a passion in me to get this out here today. And
Yeah, it was really helpful.
I'm excited that we did this today. Yeah.
Yes, really helpful.
So I encourage these little minute moments of the left and the right in the center, and discovering what's in between the belief and opposites. Right. All right. Okay. Yeah. Anything else? Anyone else this morning?
I have something, Mary.
Yes, love.
I had an interesting thing happen this week. I had to go into the office on Wednesday, and I really didn't have anything to wear. I couldn't figure out to wear, so I put on this really bright blue jacket, and I was getting strange looks from people in the office and people I work with, and people didn't say anything to me, and I was trying to figure out Do I do anything? Do I say anything? And like kind of side looks. And then it came to me that this jacket represented to these people who I know what parties they're affiliated with, a certain political party. Now, I've worn this jacket many, many, many times. When you talked about blue, to me, well, I figured it out at the end of the day because I wore that jacket throughout the summer. And when, Wednesday, I said, oh, it's hot here in New York. I'll put this summer jacket on. It was really mind blowing. And I saw a red hat one time online, and the words on it were, "Relax, it's just a hat." Like even colors, I wasn't thinking. I just wanted to get to work. I wanted something quick. It was 70 degrees in Manhattan, 80. I said, I'll grab this. And some people didn't even talk to me. So, you talked about your idea of blue for doing something for somebody, right? Maybe it goes even beyond that. I mean, like the way people interpret things. So I just thought that was really interesting. You brought that up today.
That is.
That's hilarious.
That's a perfect example, isn't it?
I said I got here. It was just really crazy. But
That's perfect.
the lesson to me, if somebody is doing this, do I do this? Like, what do I do? What do I do with people? Same thing. Thank you.
Pay attention to
I'm
the
not
mind, what the mind is saying.
sure I would have realized why they were looking at me funny, Peggy. That's great that you figured it out. It never would have dawned on me.
I figured it out after by the afternoon. Clear to me what was going on. So I put my hat, my coat on, and I went home early because it was like silence all around me. But I got it, But it was, for me, it's a really big blessing just for myself. Like, how much do this? And what does a color represent? Right?
It's just a color, right? Just like it's just a hat, right?
Don't get excited, it's just a hat.
All right. Anyone else? All right, I guess we'll call this one complete. But I do encourage these little moments of when you're aware of your opposites that you're dealing with to take a moment and just come to the center and watch them on either side. Recognize that they're really in harmony. So let us pray. What can I say that does not disturb silence? What can I do that does not disturb oneness? I can only be still, still in the knowing I am. Still in the presence of this emptiness of allness. What is, is. Nothing more do I need. Om. Amen.
Thank you.
Namaste.